Well, Yuri, tell me about it.
I'm sorry, I can't bring better news, sir. The site is a disaster.
That's what I was afraid of.
It is not only the earthquake, sir, but the mudslides. Much of the north half of the site has been covered over by mud.
Mud? But Ivan told me there were no mudslides in that district. I thought all the mudslides were down in Chichitango.
That's what we thought, sir. That's what the news reported. But there was one little mudslide in our district, too, right above our site.
Oh, that's terrible. What bad luck. I wish we had never come to this country. But if it isn't the strikes and the revolutionaries, it's the earthquakes. Our operations here are finished.
I'm sorry, sir.
It's not your fault, Yuri. But tell me, when will Ivan be able to get out there?
Well, it took me about 9 hours to get back here by car. If Ivan leaves tonight, I think he should be there by tomorrow lunch.
Good. I want an estimate of damages as soon as possible.
But, sir...
Yes, Yuri?
I wouldn't recommend sending Ivan now, especially not at night. The roads aren't safe.
Has the earthquake damaged the bridges, too?
No, sir. The bridges are fine. But I've heard rumors that the revolutionaries are coming down from the mountains. There has been fighting, sir.
Are you serious? Fighting? But I didn't hear anything on the news.
You know the government controls the press here, sir. They don't want it reported.
Oh, this is terrible, Yuri. Terrible. So we can't even assess the damages. How can we do business in this country? Either we're buried under mud, or we're in danger of getting kidnapped. No, I can't believe this mess.
I'm sorry, sir.
You don't have to keep saying that, Yuri. It's not your fault. But me, I'm the one who should be sorry. It was me who suggested operations here in the first place. Oh, what can we do?